Well, we're really winding down the final couple of days of August in here, and sounds like it's going to be kind of a warm end to the month of August, and then we'll get into September and Labor Day, and they say that's the end of summer. I don't know.
Well, it always feels like it. The weather's getting cooler in the night, especially. Takes longer to warm up in the day.
Sure. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, also forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm equipment and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And if you happen to be listening on Lemon, South Dakota, KBJM, 1400 AM, make sure you let them know that you enjoy the program. That's called The Good Stuff. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, they're open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or you can make an appointment. They have incredible things. You can look at old-fashioned, about anything you can think of, for the kitchen, for the barn, for the... So for whatever you're looking for, if it's an antique or a collectible or a craft item, make sure you check out Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
I have a poem here about Wyoming, written by Suzanne Quinn out of Buffalo, Wyoming.
Oh, there we go.
In fact, I don't know if this is from personal experience or not, but it's called Wild Wyoming Wind, or triple W's, I guess. There once was a lady from Michigan who didn't know to what she was getting in when her husband said, "Honey, let's go make some money. I've got a new job in Wyoming." With excitement, she moved on to Buffalo, which she found to be friendly and mellow. There were mountains to hike and great beauty, all right. But then came the winds. They did blow and blow. Now, she'd been through cold winters aplenty, with deep snow and temps at minus 20. But she'd never quite seen snow that traveled this mean. It blew straight across, horizontally. Late spring brought more snow, you can bet. But it felt like straight down, being wet. She thought, this is it. The winds finally quit. But it wasn't through tormenting her yet. It blew all the fruit from her apple tree, tore specks off her nose. "Help, I can't see." It whistled at night, rattled screens, causing fright. She's beginning to think it's a banshee. Wind in Wyoming is forever. Live here, and it's part of the weather. If adapt you can't do, well, this place ain't for you, 'cause it just won't stop. No, sir, never. Suzanne Quinn wrote that about the winds in Wyoming.
Okay, Mike, that sounds great. Mike, I'm going to top that off with another poem. What do you think of that?
We're going to match a poem duel.
That's right. Gary Homestead wrote this. "It's the word that won't be broken, the hand that's always ready to fix a fence, round up a stray, throw bales late at night. The yes that means yes, the no that means no, with no shades of gray. Through times, good and bad, happy and sad, his words always ring true. Yep, it's the rodeo, the Bronx and the bulls, the pickup men too. But deep down it's doing what needs to be done when it needs doing. That makes a cowboy a cowboy."
All right, it's coming up on fall. It's going to be football season, and four football fans go rock climbing one afternoon. One's from Alabama, one's from Auburn, one's from Tennessee, and the other's from Georgia. All Southeast Conference, you might note that.
Oh, okay.
They had been arguing all the way up the mountain about who among them was the most diehard fan. Upon reaching the top of the mountain, the Tennessee fan proclaimed to the three others, "This is for the Volunteers," and promptly threw himself off the mountain as a form of sacrifice, screaming "Rocky Top" as he fell to his death. Not to be outdone by the Tennessee fan, the Georgia fan jumped up and shouted, "This is for the Dogs," and threw himself off the mountain, barking "Woof, woof, woof, woof," as he crashed on the rocks below. Refusing to be outdone by the Tennessee and the Georgia fans, the Alabama fan rose to his feet and yelled at the top of his lungs, "This is for the Crimson Tide," and without any hesitation, pushed the Auburn fan off the mountain, shouting, "Fly now, War Eagle." Leave it to those Alabama fans.
Yeah, no. Okay, here on a more serious note, from Mahatma Gandhi, "Keep my word positive, words become my behaviors. Keep my behaviors positive, behaviors become my habits. Keep my habits positive, habits become my values. And keep my values positive, values become my destiny."
All right. Thanks for ending with that today on the Good Stuff program. If you have items to share, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please let your radio station know that you enjoyed the program and that you enjoy listening to local radio. This is Mike and Kim Burge. Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.